philosophy chamber. No introduction needed. Everyone knows who the fuck you are, Jordan Starr. Thanks for blessing me. I know this was like last second, but you're a trooper. You're like, yeah, I'll hop on. But after some technical difficulties, we got everything situated. And now we're here. We're fucking doing it.
Well, you know, with Mac and Zells, they usually never are compatible, so.
All right, dude. All right. See, everyone listening? This is the shit I had to put up with for the past 45 minutes when I was trying to get my laptop working. She's a Mac girl, and I'm a PC dude. So she was just riffing on me, shitting on me, telling me that I'm poor, calling me broke, saying I'm a crackhead.
I've never said any such thing, but, you know, us girls in L.A., like, we're a little bit more advanced than you little Illinois boys.
Well, that's the way you made it sound, so I appreciate it. Thank you. I needed a confidence boost, and you gave it to me.
Well, so. You know, those little height boosters in your shoes, your life alert's a pretty good boost.
Life alert? I'm not that old, bro.
I don't know. That FaceTime call looked like you needed a little Botox, baby.
Excuse me? Yeah, right. I look good for my age.
I will post that screenshot on my TikTok later.
I look good. Seriously, say it. I look good for my age.
You're a handsome one. You're a handsome boy.
Look like how old do you think I am? If you didn't know how old I was, how old would you think?
Well, you're much older than me, so I would have to guess like 28 or something.
Okay, that's fine. I went to a bar in it was Memorial Day, So it was a couple weeks ago in the Dells, and I got fucked up. I don't know if we talked last, but I got real drunk. I don't drink a lot, as you probably know, but I got wasted, and I was talking to a bunch of people, and I'm like, yo, dude, how old do you think I am, man? He's like, 22. I'm like, I'm fucking 30. I think I'm 36.
Yeah, I think you're 36. 30? No, didn't you just have a birthday?
I know. I don't know if I'm 36 or 37.
Dude, I've lied about my age for so long. I can't even remember how old I actually am sometimes.
That's a real problem. So when people, like when your parents age and you start asking them how old they are and they don't know, that's like a real thing. They're not just fucking with you. They actually probably don't know how old they are.
Dude, I don't even know how old my mom is. I keep forgetting.
I feel like my dad and my mom have been like 62 for the past 40 years.
My mom has been 39 since I was like 6.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, damn, Jordan. All right. Where the fuck have you been? Like, when was the last time we
spoke? Everywhere.
The last time we spoke was over on this podcast was over a year ago, maybe.
Jeez. Probably when I had my other MacBook.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's in Las Vegas?
Yeah, it's still out there.
Okay, so you have like a hectic life of always traveling, moving, networking, making money, like serious money somehow, some way. Like off the air, I was like, how the fuck are you coming into all this money? I'm in the wrong business.
Listen,
it's incredible.
I'm just a girl that likes the Snapchat. That's all I can say.
What, you're snapping chats of your kitty cat?
No. No, meow meow over here, sir.
OnlyFans.
No, I just got unblocked on OnlyFans. So I was blocked for a year. So like when we last talked, I was like, OnlyFans obviously is very beneficial, but it's not my like main source of income. But they definitely booted me. I was a bad girl. And then they emailed me at 5 a.m. and said, hey, click this link and you're back on. I was like, okay, back on payroll.
Well, yeah, well, that's good. But how does one get banned and blacklisted from a website where it's where you're supposed to show your pussy and your wiener?
So that's not boobs. What it's meant for. It's so your fans can follow you. Some people have used the platform to obviously be more explicit, which isn't always bad. Sometimes it's lucrative, but it's not the main purpose. But I have no clue, especially because...
You really don't know.
No, I really don't. Like, I was having a conversation with someone, and then it booted me, and I don't even remember the conversation. And then, you know, I've been back on for a week and made 6 figures.
God damn. All right. Business is booming.
Nice. You said business. You're crazy.
All right. Well, do they have like a 3-strike list? Like if someone like says this person's talking shit and you get one strike, but you wouldn't even know about it? Like, people that are out to get you?
I don't know if I'd even feel the strike. Like, I've been on the naughty list since I was little, so.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, well, look where it's gotten you. So, I mean, being naughty is good for you, right?
Hey, it's, you know, it's an aesthetic. But when you meet people that, like, know you do that on the side, they're like, oh, you're so normal. I'm like, it's nothing crazy.
You are pretty normal. I mean, for you.
Unless there's Casamigos involved, I'm pretty normal.
I've known you for so long, but I mean, you, like, this is, from what I've known, this has always been you. So it's nothing like,
yeah, it's pretty,
out of the ordinary. You know what I mean?
I'm an organically wild child, the way I explain it.
What do you like about it?
So, like, you know, obviously people will go out, they'll drink, they'll go for a little ski ride down the slopes to stay up. Me, that's natural. I can do that without any substances and craziness. Like, I just have, like, a natural high.
What do you like about it? Do you like the meeting new people? Do you just like the lifestyle? All the above?
I think seeing new people, hearing their stories, experiences, seeing different ways that people live from, like, state to state, from, like, Arkansas, where people are, like, 20 years behind in, like, smaller towns versus LA. Recently, I was just in Puerto Rico for my birthday, and there's cats, chickens everywhere. Like, you're on the beach and there's just chickens running around, and it's one of the nicest places I've ever been. So, like, if you try to cross the street, they want you to go first versus LA. You'll be lucky if you can cross the road without looking twice.
That's true. Yeah, there's something about that small town feel I like too. Yeah, everyone's so nice. In LA, everyone's just so fucking competitive, and it's like, it's a status game. It's like, there's nothing more to it than just a status game.
I think,
society
is going for status looks, and like TikTok, for example. So people are trying to be perfect 24/7. They're trying to uphold this image versus, like, 10 years ago, you could go outside in sweats and everything. Now your sweats have to be ironed and, like, pristine. And it's like, for what? Just go outside, like, put a wig on.
True. True. Yeah, that's a lot. People are going to get burnt out, don't you think?
I think
that's a lot.
I definitely think everyone's going to get burnt out or go broke, because you got to think about who's financing half these things besides credit cards. Like, eventually, sure, yeah, people aren't going to be able to keep up.
Fuck. That's a real problem.
Yeah. Plus, there's, like, war happening and stuff. Like.
Yeah. And I feel like there's a lot of videos on Instagram and TikTok of, like, it'll go back to 2000 and show, like, how girls used to dance to songs and shit. And then it'll be like, yeah. And then it'll be like, versus today, 2024 girls in 7th and 8th grade. And it's just like hyper sexualized.
No comment. You know, they're moving. Just at a Megan Thee Stallion concert, so I can't say anything.
She's your favorite?
No, I went to go see Glorilla, which is like who opened for her. Obviously, I like Megan also, but we got a little ratchet, you know? We had to Uber back.
Fuck do you mean? What were you doing?
Completely.
What were you doing?
I was wasted twerking on concession stands. Like, I was gone.
Hell no!
When the concert let out, I was on top of a table. It was, I just had to go.
Oh my god. I saw that one video. You're like walking down the hallway with your fucking ass hanging out.
Okay, so my friend has other videos. I don't know if I sent them to you. But like at one point I was like twerking on a guard, but like I didn't realize how short my skirt actually was until like sobering up. I was like, oh, I'm not gonna wear that anymore.
Yeah, what was the point of even wearing that?
You know that's actually, so it was a Skims dress that I had shortened. So it went from a
Kim Kardashian sponsor that?
It went from a $90 dress to $100 and some with alterations. So shout out Kim K for that.
Hey. Do you go to a lot of concerts?
I try to. I love.
What's the wildest thing that you've ever done at a concert? Don't modify this because you're a fucking crazy bitch.
I wouldn't say it was a concert. It was one of those WWE events. So we were outside in this. No, so me and my ex-husband, we were outside, and the dude was sitting there like talking shit about something, and I don't remember like the verbiage I used or what I said to piss them off. But they said something, fat bitch this, something that, and I said, say it to my face. And like I looked at them and laughed. And the girl then got in front of her husband when I was talking shit to him. And I was like, what are you gonna do, you little penguin?
Oh my God,
Ricky just
that's a good one.
well, Ricky knew something was gonna happen, but we weren't even inside, and then they had already like threatened to throw us out, and I was like, they started it, the fuck?
What happened? Did anything happen to that?
No, we got separated. That was it. But
Mm.
like crazy, why
You
you
little
really can't
penguin.
get crazy in a concert or a venue like that. Like I've hooked up with someone before, but that was quick.
Okay, I would say that's more crazy than you calling someone a
Oh
penguin.
my God, that's just like that's not that everyone hooks up in crazy places. That's nothing exciting.
Excuse me? Okay, so what bathroom do you go in?
The handicap, duh.
Motherfucker, do you go in the men's or the women's
The
bathroom?
women's, duh.
The women's handicap bathroom.
Yeah.
And you just bang it out.
It's an all or gender neutral for handicapped people. They don't have specific men or women.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just like the airports. They're like family bathrooms or need assistance ones. I always go in there and take
Jeez.
selfies. That's how I get
Oh.
the plane tickets for free.
You get so much shit for free. Jordan was sending me pictures of the shit that she bought over the
Dude,
weekend.
I've been
She
so
must have spent
manic.
like 60K.
I didn't spend
Yeah.
60K. I made 60K.
It
I
must have been
spent like
60K.
30.
Just the shit you're sending me, I'm like, God damn. You like to live.
Hey, you can't bring it with you, honey. Shop till you drop.
Amen. Hey, motherfucking men. You can't.
I got you some Gucci shoes, so I didn't hear you complaining.
I know I won't complain. I appreciate it.
Always.
I look good in it, though. Should I wear high socks or do I wear no socks with them?
You wear socks because you don't ruin them, sir.
Yeah, because when you don't wear socks, a shoe ends up smelling like shit.
It does happen, kind of like you after the gym, all sweaty and just nasty.
Yeah, okay, nasty. Some girls, I would say most girls, me and my friend we had a conversation the other day
You have
about
friends.
this. He's like, not really, like one. And he's like, I need to go home and shower, dude. The girls don't want to see me all sweaty. I'm like, dude, there's something called pheromones, and they used to put that shit in a jar. I'm like, give me your fucking Asian sweat. I'll put it in a vial and I'll sell that shit for $500.
Dude, I love
Straight
when a
up.
man's sweaty. I think that's the, I know
I
it
know.
sounds weird, but like that's one of the biggest turn-ons in the world.
Yeah, I think for a lot of women, they love that shit.
My
It
aunt
does something.
was a mechanic, and I would literally tell him, do not shower after work. Like, oh my God, just let me, never mind. I can't even say that.
Well, okay, so what is it? What is it about it?
I don't know if it's like the, it's not
Is it the
everybody. Like,
smell or the look or
well,
the.
the look, obviously. Like a, after a hard day of work, it's just like the, I don't know, the smell, the everything. Like, it's not like a dirty smell. It's just like, I don't know, it's probably the pheromones, but just the one thing
Okay.
that makes me go.
All right, dude. So what if like some 65-year-old gas station clerk just worked a fucking 12-hour shift,
You have to
and he
have
comes home and
connection,
he was
Billy.
sweating. And he was sweating. You'd find that sexy, be like, oh my God. You've been fucking selling Newports and lottery tickets
Ew.
all day and you bust a sweat.
They're
You
an air conditioning
either
crazy man. No, you have to have like a connection with the person. It's not just somebody off the street.
Bullshit. Someone off the street. If there was a construction worker that looked like Ryan Gosling and was sweating, you didn't have a connection. No connection. First time you saw him, he's just wearing one of those orange little vests, no shirt under there, maybe a little wife beater under there, but like the bare minimum.
Oh, we hard love, hat we on. Love a wife beater. The bare minimum.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yep. Little scruff. And he's fucking sweating his ass off, working hard. Yeah, you get turned on.
No, that's.
You do. Shut up. You get turned on.
I think I'm whatever those TikToks say, like demisexual. Like you have to have like connection. Like one night stands are cool, whatever. But like, I don't know. Like I have a million people hitting me up in my DMs and I'll talk to them for a couple days and then just like don't talk to them for like a month and still talk. I'm the worst.
Interesting. Maybe it's because you've had such a variety of people that like you have to have a connection now just because you've been through so many.
Like if you're ugly, tall, and skinny, hit me up. Totally my type.
The fuck did you say?
Ugly, tall, and skinny. I feel like
hey, at least you know you.
I go for personality, and ugly dudes have the best personality. Let's be real.
Oh my god, damn! Ugly like how? Give me an example. Like they got the Polish hook nose, like a giant.
Oh, I love Polish hook noses. Oh my god, I love. Have you ever noticed every guy I've ever dated has had a big nose?
Nah.
I found that out when I was like looking, and everyone was like, "They all have big noses."
Big schnoz.
My therapist thinks I'm crazy. But she loves me.
I think most therapists think their clients are crazy.
Oh, no. Mine, when I went to Puerto Rico for my birthday, she's like, now don't make any drunk phone calls. I was like, I won't. My phone was
dead. Knows you like that.
Oh, yeah. She like texted me and she's like, I feel it coming. The mania's here. I was like, yeah, it's here.
How often are you, like, does it go through phases, your mania?
I feel like it's so, like, becoming controllable now. Like, it used to be.
Is there triggers?
There's people that can trigger things, but, like, it's more so fighting the triggers. So, like, you know, I'll go spend money that I don't want to spend, and I end up spending way more. And it's, like, not fit. Like, I went shopping the other day, and I couldn't find anything. I was on FaceTime with a friend and I was like, should I buy the ugly purse or should I just like leave? And then I walked out of Louis with like $1,000+ worth of earrings. Like,
so you couldn't find anything and then all of a sudden you're just like, fuck it. Yeah. And then you purged.
Literally just went to Louis and got earrings that I probably will wear once.
Okay, so is there like a feeling that comes over you when you buy something? Do you feel good when you buy it?
It's just like, I don't know, like it fills a void for like a second and it's like, okay, what else can I get? Because, you know, I have
the problem of
I don't look at prices, which is probably the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, but that's I used to do that too. You feel fucking wonderful when you do that. You don't have to look at prices.
Yeah, and then, you know me, I don't return things, so I'm stuck with it.
Yeah. Yeah, what is it about not looking at prices? I like that a lot.
Well, that's
I like not looking at prices and just swiping.
Do you know every car I've ever gotten, I've never test driven?
That's interesting.
Never once have I test driven. I'll look inside.
Have they all been brand new?
And like I've had people like drive it if they want to. Like when Ricky and me got the one buns, he looked at it.
Do you test drive guys?
I wish.
Before you date them, do you test drive them?
Never. I don't know how to drive stick shift.
All right.
I wish guys came with a trailer.
I'm sure you do.
Maybe. Oh my,
Jesus Christ. You just like the fucking giant noses and ugly people.
I love.
Okay, so when you say tall, how tall? What's the minimum?
6 foot or tall.
Don't be basic. No, you motherfucker. Listen, don't be basic. Say 6'2".
No, my ex-husband's 6'4".
Is he really?
Yeah.
That's a monster.
I know. And you know the best part? Everyone, because like not he didn't come to a lot of things. Everyone thought whenever they'd see him, they're like, oh, he's a white dude.
Why are they respecting a black guy because
he's
so tall?
I don't understand it. Like, Everyone's like, well, you seem like a Khloe Kardashian. And I'm like, oh, thanks. Big ass. And
Oh.
she's skinny now. So that doesn't make sense.
Lamar is fucking ugly.
I know. Big nose, too.
Tall. Yup.
But no, like,
Would you?
six. Would I what? Go black?
Would you go Lamar?
Before he went broke or now?
Now.
Maybe. He goes for tr he actually dated a trans girl that's on my Instagram.
Really?
Yeah, Danielle.
Recently?
Yeah, they were all in the tabloids about it. I don't know if they're
A lot
together
of
now.
NBA players go for trans, or maybe it's sports athletes in general.
Oh,
Why do you think that is?
I can ask some of the people in my DMs if you want me to really find out.
Okay, yeah. I really want to know, but I want to know what you think, if you have a opinion.
I think they like the exoticness. I think it's because obviously everyone's body is fake. Like, I think they like the fake asses, the fake tits, fake lips, all that. Like, the is it posterior? Or no, what's the word?
Sounds right.
Does it? They like the like silhouette of the fakeness, like because most of everyone's curvy. But like a lot of natural girls now are doing like facial surgeries to look more fake. So
On purpose?
yeah, it's like a huge thing now.
To look fake?
There's girls that are going out there
Holy
to these
shit,
surgeons
man.
to look like trannies, which I think is insane.
Whoa. Whoa. Yeah, how do you feel about that?
I don't care. I'm cutting my face up this summer. And actually, no, seriously, I go next month to see what the damage is
The way
because,
you say it, though, I'm cutting my face up.
dude, it's gonna be a whole new mug.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get a new face ID.
Why? What's wrong with you? What? Okay,
Nothing's
so
wrong. I just wanna, well,
let's fucking take this slowly. Let's take this fucking slowly. I think you have a nice face. So
thanks.
what's making you move to this decision?
Because I'm just want to look young forever, so I'm just making it more youthful.
What types of things? So it's like a major construction, reconstruction.
Yeah, nothing major. Small, mini facelift, brow bone shave,
Oh,
nose job, chin lift, jaw shave,
that seems like a
weight
lot.
limb, the brachia fat inside your mouth taken out, lip lift. Ears pinned back, nothing major, just a few nips and tucks.
Holy fuck. And what's a price tag on that?
Oh, like 40,000.
Really? I thought it would be more expensive than that.
No, I think it's like 27, 30-ish. I'll find
Do you
out
have a
next month,
person
but
that you know? You got a person that you know?
yes, I'm going to somebody that may. Physician and my plastic surgeon recommended highly. I'm not going to
Have you
shout
ever?
them out until after I get the price and have the surgery because I don't want to say they're the best
Right.
because, something like Michael Jackson could happen.
No, hell
Could you
no.
imagine? I'm gone forever.
Yeah, you would just be out of the spotlight.
Dude, I've tried to get out and it just finds me. And I'm not even that cool or popular. That's the crazy thing.
It doesn't find you. It doesn't find you. It's all you. You want it. You can't leave it. You
No,
love
I have
it.
listened. I have deleted social medias and restarted them, and these people hound me down.
Who are these people?
Just random people. There's so many people in my DMs. Like, there's this one dude. Let me look for the screenshot. I had posted on Snapchat earlier, and he was like, hold on, where is that? And mind you, I've never spoken to this man ever. So he goes, I'm serious, boo. I've been trying for years. I'm obsessed with you. You're perfect. I'd worship you for the rest of my life, queen. I don't have a lot of money, but I'll still give you money when I get paid. And I'd do anything possible for you. Plus, we'd be cute together. Be cute as fuck. I'm in love with you, my queen. Give me a chance, boo. Please. He sent me a Snapchat. Please, boo. your big sweetie. I have a lot of cool hoodies and shirts you can steal. Then he sent a video. He says, baby, question mark. Hey, boo. Mind you, I've never talked to this man. The list of things he was saying goes on. And like,
my jaw is dropped.
Well, it's like, I don't know what it is. It's like a curse. Like, I know my personality is addicting, but like, I've never met half these people. And they're like, we'd be so cute together. Yeah, but I'm crazy. I'm needy. Like, you think outside looks. Like, that's just a filter and really good angles. Like, stop.
So what do you think drives these people to, and it's not just one person, it's like multiple people, right? Yeah. We're talking.
I literally think it's the BBL, to be honest. Like, so many people, like, obviously I built a small following off of it, but like, so many people like swipe up on pictures and just like, most of the stuff they say is explicit, but like, the ones that actually try to like date you are so weird. Like, I had posted, I was what? Sad, and I posted a picture where my back was turned and I'm in a black hoodie. And like, it says, it's like a broken heart hoodie. I can't remember. And I said how like, you know, like, I wish I can call my friends that have passed away, blah, blah, blah. And people are like, I'd fuck the shit out of you. I'm like, okay, thanks. I'm sad. Just wishing I could text my dead friend, but you want to, yeah.
Oh my God, dude. What the fuck?
Or
that's insane.
I was trying to sell like old camera things I had. And I said, perfect for anyone trying to start content or creating, blah, blah, blah. And so many people were like, oh, let's collab. Let's do that. Let's collab what? I'm selling a camera.
Wow.
The people, they hear
they're just looking
word.
For any kind of in.
Yeah, people will hear a word. Or like when guys message you on like apps, you're like, oh, hey, let's collab. Let's make content together. Okay, like, just because people do that doesn't mean you're gonna get it for free. Like, what the fuck?
Do you appreciate getting that stuff? Or is it at the point where you're just like,
I think the word content should be like taken out of everyone's verbiage and like the way they talk, because they think content means free. And I just think that's weird. Because you got to think of it this way. So say they want to make something, they're asking for it. So they want the exposure of you. But when you right. break that down to them, okay, here, this, that, like, what are you going to do? Like, where do you want this? They're like, oh, no, like, you can use it. Oh, so you want me to just have you in the presence? Like, I'm confused. You're the one asking right. to make content, not me. I don't need the exposure.
Yeah, they're piggybacking off of your success.
Oh, I wouldn't say success, but like, they're just trying to get content for free. It's like, you have nothing to offer.
But for those that do have stuff to offer, what does that conversation look like?
So like, for example, me and my friend, the one that I actually collabed with, the only person, like, we did like a whole thing. We went shopping. We did dinner and this, and like, things happen naturally. Like, obviously it was for video purposes, but you know, it was a full day of things and like $10,000. So like,
and now you guys you're pretty close, right? You're friends. Maybe not pretty close, but you're.
He called me the other day and congratulated me on getting my account back.
Oh, that's nice.
But I'm going to Vegas at the end of the month with my good friend. That's, I'm not going to say his name because a lot of people know him. But he's comping all my rooms and flight and everything. So he already booked our trip out there. And if I get to see him, we're going to go hang by the pool and have a couple drinks. But, you know, just a week in Vegas for free. We love that.
Grab your fucking laptop and mic while you're out there, please.
Listen, if I have time, okay? My friend told me I need to go sit by the pool and relax. I'm going to do what my friend says.
Okay. All right. I'm actually envious of you because I want to know what your feelings on this are, because I guess everyone kind of has a boss, but you really don't have a boss unless it's like clients or people.
Well,
I don't even fucking know.
You know, I do run a successful social media marketing agency. Well, it's solely me. I'm the boss, but I technically answer to people, and then when I work behind bars here and there, like, I technically have bosses, but I really don't at the same time.
Yeah, bosses suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So every day that goes on, I'm just like, Jordan is fucking living La Vida Loca. She's doing it right.
Yeah, but the traveling.
Fucking just walking into the Louis Vuitton store, buying shit. You don't got, like, your bank account's always on the up and up. You know, you have friends, you're going out, constantly traveling. It's cool.
Dude, do you know how much traveling I'm about to do? So next week I go to Utah to get my hair done. Come back, leave, go to Chicago to get my nails done, leave, come back, go to Jersey for the 4th, leave, go to Indianapolis for surgery consultation, and then leave, go back, then Vegas, and then somewhere else. I forgot.
Jesus, what the fuck?
I know. It's going to be a busy... And one... Well, hold on, let me pull up my calendar since I have it. Oh, and I got to get my Invisalign tomorrow.
So did shit, like, recently start popping off, like, you doing all these traveling trips, or has it always been like this? I don't recall you traveling this much.
I've always traveled, but I kind of booked myself out. So, yeah, so it's literally the same. In 1 week, I go to Utah, I go to Chicago, and then Jersey.
Do you like that?
It'll be fun. I'm going to see a whole bunch of people I met on TikTok in Jersey. I get to see my friends. You know, I'll be waving when I pass your place in Chicago to get my nails done.
Hey. The chamber.
So, like, it's fun. It gets tiring, but, you know, I'm built for this.
Now, when you travel extensively like this, are you networking with people? That, like, 100%. Is money always on your mind? Like trying to find ways to make revenue?
Scared money doesn't make no money, honey, and money doesn't sleep. Well, let's be real.
Bitch! Ski-bop-bop-bop-bop. That's that motherfucking pimping you, dog. She got that dog in him.
Listen, Dolce is sleeping, so be quiet. He's had a long day.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, he'll start barking. He hears daddy. He's going to start barking. Is that my dad?
Listen, he's looking for a father, so if anyone wants to be a father to an 11-year-old chihuahua, hit me up.
He's the most adorable dog that you've ever fucking seen.
Dude, I can't believe he's going to be 11. Next month, he's 11.
That's so old. That's sad. That's a grown man. That's an old man.
Dude, he's so old. He's so cute.
He is. That's a granddaddy. Take care of him, please.
I do. He has like 20 more years. The chihuahuas live like 18 to 20. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he got at least 25 in him.
Oh, he's going 30. You take good care of him.
Dude,
he's
I living, hope so. That
he's
dog,
living luxury.
He lives his best life.
Good. Good. Does he comes with the on the trips and everything, right?
Yeah, for the most part. I didn't bring him to Puerto Rico just because I knew I was going to be like out the whole time. But I didn't realize how friendly they are with animals. So I was talking to my mom earlier today and saying how I want to book Puerto Rico and bring him with. So... He's going to Vegas, though, and I think Jersey, good. I'm not sure.
Goddamn dog has traveled more than me.
He's been everywhere in America, honey.
Your dog has traveled more than, like, 90% of Americans.
Dude, he actually has.
Good for him. He deserves it.
So what is new with you, my friend?
Well, I wanted to ask if there's any drama going on in your life right now.
Well, clearly you have, like, a question you want to ask. I don't think there's any drama. I think that, like, so I'm friends with, like, this group of people online. And I think there's, like, group chat drama of that's, like, simple communication errors of people not being able to communicate. Other than that, like, I wouldn't say there's really drama. I don't talk to anybody.
What do you mean they can't communicate? Just like it's all emotions that come out, spewed out?
They rather create another group chat and just start talking versus like communicating.
Talking shit?
Yeah, like versus communicating with the person they have a non-existent issue with. But like I think that comes with like being friends, networking, and just social media in general. But I wouldn't say there's any drama. I'm trying to be good.
Yeah, is this one of the first times in your life where you're almost drama free?
I still email my ex.
Oh, Jesus.
I email them Happy Father's Day.
Hell no. Hell no. And all right, so is that is that still on the table for you?
Absolutely not. He hates me. Well, I don't know. He replied.
Is that still on the table for you?
Well, I would give. I think, like, okay, so with therapy, I think with everything I know now, I wouldn't say, like, so there's things that he would say that I just, like, I think I didn't want to hear because, like, I was just so clouded. But, like, I think, like, the headspace I'm in, I think a lot of things would be better. But I think he's 100% crazy. I think I was the normal one and just emotional, and that he was just a full-blown psychopath.
So, have you spoke to him recently?
Briefly. Let me look. Hold on.
And because you sound... Yeah, you've always been consistent with your feelings. It was just like you had feelings and you were emotional, but you were always consistent over it. You weren't like manic when I spoke to you about it, or like fucking nuts or off the rails.
I wasn't ever. I think I was off the rails during the relationships.
Right. Right. Oh.
And like, I'm a good person. Everyone's, well, he just doesn't say anything. But I think that's the thing, like, you can't change everyone. I think that's what I was like trying to like fix versus like, I like his broken ass. Like, you know, you could be crazy and broken. I'm here for it.
Yeah, that's the problem with a lot of women, though, is they try to find a project. And sometimes that project is so fucking broken that you can't, like, you can do all you can and waste all of your energy. You're just never going to fix it.
See, I think it's even hard though you think you're gonna fix because it. I've always been in long-term relationships. So, like, when me and my ex, before I got married, were together, like, we were off and on, like, basically my whole life. Then I got married. And then from being married, when I was exiting the marriage, I was in a relationship. And, like, now, by choice, I'm single. Like, I have options. I could just go be with someone and test the waters. But, like,
yeah,
I don't know, like, I know it sounds stupid to be comfortable with like old flames, but I think I'd rather be single if I couldn't work things out with somebody. I'm sure someone will come along, but we'll see.
Do you think there's a lot of that going on now that people are just wanting to be single unless they can get back with their ex?
I think with social media, putting that out there and projecting the narcissism in people and the different songs like Morgan Wallen is making and like all these people, I think it's definitely making your past the future in a weird way. And there was
interesting.
There was like a story. This couple, they broke up and they got back together like 7 years later. Look up Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. You know, people and Ashanti, like all these people that were together years ago, they got back together once they did everything. So I feel like it's possible because you have to think those connections, those memories are still there. It's just how you process them and like how you give the love, I guess. I don't know.
But why don't people want to make new memories? If it feels like people are so hesitant to make, like they're scared to make new memories. But I think you're right. A lot of that could be social media. Like the people are just so obsessed with themselves.
Like how it seems like everyone obsessed with themselves. How do you find people nowadays? Like, you know, it's very hard. Like, there's apps. No one wants to go out and meet people. And, like, when you do, people are more worried about taking pictures than actually having fun.
Yeah, it's a weird time for dating. It's a real weird time for
dating. Society is so fucked, let me tell you.
It feels like a chore now. It used to be fun. It used to be cool.
Because so many people think that, like, they have to include the person. They have to do this. They don't realize that having a boyfriend or girlfriend is kind of like a luxury. Like, it's nice to have them, but you don't need to spend every living second with the person.
there's a lot of insecurity too out there now, enhanced by social media as well. Like, fuck, you can cheat so easy. And I think a lot of people don't want to play that game.
And Apple's making it so much easier. I saw this, I don't know if it was Instagram or TikTok. The girl bought like a this is a convenient story, but she bought a $4,000 pair of earrings, and she showed her boyfriend or husband this picture of the girl. And, would you like this picture? And he's like, I saw you like the earrings she was wearing, so I bought them. And he's like, what? Like, he was freaking out. She bought $4,000 worth of earrings, but he was liking some half naked girl on the internet.
Oh. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that shit going on. I don't know. It's just... there's a lot of narcissism.
And cheating's so normalized now. It's like, okay, because of the narcissistic, I would say the network or the groups or the cults that they have online, or like that one Facebook group, Are We Dating the Same Guy? I love that page, but I think it is the worst thing.
Never been
thing.
To it. Huh? Never heard about that.
Well, you're a boy. You're not allowed. It's basically groups of girls. I've looked to see if you're in there. You're not. they put reviews on guys. They ask for questions. It's like FBI skills to find out about every man in America. Which, think about it.
Oh, my God.
Well, no, think about it. Say someone knows your whole history before actually meeting you. They're judging you off your past. They're not judging you as the person you are with that person. And, every relationship with somebody new, for example, you and your ex-wife, your relationship with her is going to be different than with the blonde girl you met from the bar. You know what I mean?
For sure.
And people are trying to have, what you and your ex had, but they're not realizing that's one bond that won't be broken. Everyone's bond is different. Everyone's chasing a bond from what they see in someone's past. They're trying to be better or be similar, kind of.
Yeah, you're kind of just shutting people down before it even gets started.
Yeah, society's so weird. That's like, guys, if I don't want to sleep with them, they're totally into me. I'm so hot, but as soon as I tell them no or I'm not interested, you fat, you're ugly. Okay, cool. You weren't saying this 5 minutes ago when you were asking for nudes.
Is there a difference between guys and girls in that sense, though? So if you, say no to a girl, they want to try to get you?
It depends.
Girls want something to chase. They don't want it easy. They don't want the
nice
guy.
Girls now are... They're the... I can't even say that. They're the ones with the money now. They're so independent. They're trying to do everything. And, for me, for example, I intimidate a lot of men. because, they really have nothing to offer me. Either I've done it already or, money doesn't impress me.
Right. But don't you want someone to spend time with? Wouldn't that be nice? Someone you get along with that's, the opposite sex? Something that you have, a romance?
It's fun, but, I don't know, I just require way too much. Men now, maybe I should switch to women because they're just not exciting anymore.
Would you?
No. I love dick way too much.
Never? You would never? Okay, what about... There's a lot of, open relationships I'm seeing.
I would be down for
Bumble.
That. I would totally be down for that. Yeah. So, go sleep with who you want. Just come home to me. I like the routine.
What about two people who are together looking for one more?
I would have to try it to know if I like it or not. I don't know. Because I kind of had a relationship like that. I don't want to be vocal about it because one of them is in the news right now. And then one.
Excuse me?
Anyways. But they were two I don't even want to say that. So, there was this group. It was me and two other people. And we kind of had a relationship together. And then separately also, so like, I don't know, I think it would really depend on the people. I wouldn't be opposed to it though.
Totally.
I'm down.
Yeah, you wouldn't be opposed to it. Yeah, I'm seeing a ton of that.
I could see it. Like I'm sure there's groups of people and friend groups where it's like they're definitely more open behind closed doors, 100%.
I wonder if that's the shift that's being made and if that's what it's going to have to be just because of how fucked society is right now because of social media, how easy it is to cheat, how like you're just gonna have to be open. There's no way you can hide shit anymore. Everything's just gonna be out there
Apple
and people are
says
gonna have to
different,
start being
but
really.
well, yeah, the new update, they can like hide apps and hide different things. They're making it more accessible for cheaters, which
Oh, that's fucked up.
a little bit. But like with what you're saying, I think the direction relationships are going, I don't think they're going to be existent, say in like 2, 3 years. I think it's just going to be hookup culture for a very long time. I don't think people want to settle down anymore. I think people are so afraid to be happy. Social media is also breaking a lot of very good people's mental health. There are some really genuine people out there that are struggling with like so many things they're not going to talk about with people, but you can physically see it on them, from their appearance to their body to like their clothes they're wearing, their characters or personality they're trying to pursue. Like they're not being their authentic self, and they're worried about the little dopamine hits that they'll get from like a like versus
Yeah,
being
the fucking
themselves.
status hitters. Yeah, that's the one thing that I saw a giant wave of that, and I saw this like years ago. I'm like, everyone's a fucking poser. Everyone's like wearing musical shirts that they don't even fucking listen to. Like, that's the first wave I saw.
Right.
Like people just wanna whatever's gonna get them the most likes, most attention. Likes are a fucking currency now. They have been for a little bit, but it's like people will do fucking anything to get that like. Literally sell their soul. It's fucking kind of crazy to see. I don't see it slowing down or stopping. So like, what's the next big thing? What's the next social media app?
I don't know. There's some like I know Favorited is like a similar version of TikTok and like the battles and stuff. But like for me, I hate Instagram. Like I post on it just to like grab people's attention and see the viewers and stuff. But I don't know like what the next thing is gonna be because like everything's already been done. Like I know they had that Be Real thing for a little bit, and then there are so many apps that people use that other people don't even know about.
I think it's going to be like augmented or like
Probably.
somewhere in a virtual world or some shit where you can actually be in the same place with somebody from your home.
Oh, that would be
But
cool,
you're
kind
using
of.
like an avatar, you're being like an avatar,
It's like
and you
those
can make
the Oculuses and stuff. Like we're just gonna have like our Apple version or like the Meta version where you just see
Yeah,
people at
right.
a different angle. And I know you know what an Oculus is.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, exactly. So something like that, but like a lot more high tech,
Like the
and it's
$3,000 Apple
indistinguishable.
one.
Yeah, probably even more high tech than that, and smaller, and just like indistinguishable from reality.
No one.
And because like look what we people like to modify themselves in real life.
Ah,
So
my
if you were
favorite
able to
thing.
like if you're able to jack into a virtual reality and change your avatar without doing surgery or anything, like that becomes your persona. How you can customize that person to look like whatever the fuck you want it to look like, down to the eye color, the tattoos, the sex, anything. And you can be that character and use them in a virtual reality where other people are.
I feel like that's what we're doing already.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. That's interesting.
This world is so fucked up, friend.
I know.
I'm here for it,
I
though.
know. And it just seems like the world could end at any moment. Do you ever get those feelings?
Dude, there was like fighter jets flying over Miami when I was over there. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I guess there was like a ship or something from Russia in like
Yeah.
Cuba. I was like, wait, so why are they in Miami? Did you know that Cuba's too. Like not far from Miami? I didn't know that.
90 miles.
News to me.
Yeah, it's fucking right there. If you get binoculars, you can just see it.
Dude, I had no clue. I was like, oh, okay. So I was like, why are the planes here? Like, why are they flying over us? I'm just trying to get a
I think those planes, I think those planes were Blue Angels. I think they were American.
I don't know. Like, there was military helicopters, like, everything. Like, it was insane.
I know they do a lot of military drills in Cuba. Russian goes there, like, every couple years to do drills, but this seems different just because of all the tensions overseas.
Craziness.
Yeah, so, like, any given moment, this reality could all end. Like, if one person just drops a nuke, like, that's it. Game's over. The game's fucking over. Because then other people send nukes.
I was talking with my good friend, my twin, Jordan. We no longer talk anymore. But the whole war, and just, like, if they were to, like, shut down cell towers and, like, have nothing, like, it'd be so, like, we've seen movies of these things, but, like, to live it, like, with how they do in foreign countries with, like, no cell phones, no lights, and, like, it would just, like, think, like, your whole block's gone and you're the only one left. Like, what would you do?
No food. Your food would be fucked. All the refrigeration and freezers.
Right.
All your food's gone.
Like, it would just...
There's going to be, like, medication is gone. That's a big one.
Right. It would be pretty crazy to, like, even live through. Even just a war in general.
Yeah, they just, like, I saw they reopened the draft. So anyone that's 18 to 26 has to, like, it's a mandatory now to sign up. And that just got reactivated, I think, since, I don't know, maybe, like, the 50s.
Crazy.
Something's going on. Something weird always happens during the election year. Always.
Free Trumpy always. Trump.
He might be the first president being a president from jail.
I love it. We love a felon.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Equal. It's so crazy if he can be president and be a felon, does that mean felons are going to have more job rights this year?
I know that the black community fucking loves Trump now because of that, because the system is going after him.
Listen, everyone loves Trumpy Trump, whether they support him or not.
There's been a giant shift. Like, people that were hanging in the middle and on the edge, maybe, like, slightly Democrat, like, after this 4 years of seeing what has happened with all the economic bullshit.
Has it been 4 years?
Like, I know a ton of people. Four.
Has it been 4 years of Biden already?
Yeah.
Dude, where has the time gone? Yeah.
Since COVID. It's been 4 years since COVID.
Wait, he was our president during COVID?
That's when they switched.
See, that was the mix of my divorce and, like, crazy relationships. So I had no clue what was going on. I didn't even realize that.
That's a fucking turbulent time.
Dude, let me tell you. My good
friend. Doesn't it seem... What?
My good friend was taken off life support. Like, everything was happening so quick during 2020. Wow.
Holy shit. Because of COVID?
No. They don't actually know. They said she did a line of coke, but there was no drugs in her toxicology. So we actually have no idea where the pressure in her brain came from.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty... We're like, okay, there's no drugs, so how did it happen?
So you personally have no idea? Do you have any idea?
Still to this day, we have no idea. That's all I know is she called me a couple hours to see if I would come cut her hair, and I just wanted to do it tomorrow. I didn't want to do it that day, and I didn't answer, and I regret not answering that phone call every day.
Yeah, that's tough, because you would have heard her voice.
Oh, yeah. But she's given me a lot of blessings, so I'm very thankful for that, because I truly believe in the afterlife now, because she has given me so many signs, answered questions, and, like, so many things that, like, like ladybugs, for example. That was her, like, we would always see them and she loved them. And randomly, I always see ladybugs. I've, like, the day after she died, there was ladybugs in my house. I've never seen a ladybug in my house the whole time I lived there. Like, she, one time I asked for a sign and I was leaving Target and the sensor on something was going off. There was no sensor on anything I bought and there was nothing on the cart. So it was just a fluke. So, like, I definitely believe in it. Plus, her ex always messages me randomly on Facebook and it'll be like a meme or something. And, like, you know, it's a little piece of her that just keeps reminding me that she's alive.
That's so crazy.
Hey, got friends in high
places. Did you not used to think?
I always did believe in it, obviously, because I have so many people that have passed away or been murdered or just, like, gone.
I know. You have, like, a fucking crazy life in that sense that you've known so many people that have left.
Well, my friend Lucas overdosed. Casey, a lot of people, it was from drugs. A few of them have been from murders. And then, like, you know, Mike died from a car accident, which was really tragic. A lot of people almost died in accidents. I almost died in an accident years ago, but I was fine, thank God.
Was that with the bus?
No, I forgot about the bus. That was a semi truck, though. I think there was a bus too. I don't remember. No, where do you remember where Colonial Cafe in Crystal Lake used to be?
Yeah, I used to work there.
Did you really? No, yeah. You know what? I remember you working there because I remember talking to you.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that off camera or off this because I remember specifically now. But no, so there was a car accident outside of there. This drunk driver rammed into the back of me, threw me and my friend into ongoing traffic. This car in front of us hit us. We did three full 360s and then hit the curb and they had to cut us out of the car.
No way, the jaws of life.
Yeah, I remember this girl, her name is Noel or whatever that like Christmas name is.
Noel,
that one. And she was like praying, and then someone had called my family for me. And I remember my mom, she was like, I thought you were dead until I heard you like say something. Cause they were like, oh, we're gonna cut your hoodie. And I was like, you're not cutting this fucking hoodie.
That's how they knew you were alive.
Oh yeah, they heard like me speak, but
the fucking sass.
It was scary because I kept blacking out. My friend blacked out. We had identical seatbelt bruises.
Whoa.
It was insane. Like I actually thought she was dead.
Kept blacking out. So you were trying to stay awake, obviously, and it just kept like
I remember opening my door. And it couldn't open. I blacked out. I came back and like someone's like reaching out and they said the car's smoking. These people were trying to get us out. And it was just so crazy because I kept like trying. I thought I was sleeping. I don't remember. But I just remember I kept blacking out.
You were probably so close to death.
I wouldn't say that, but
if you kept blacking out, like your body is... That ain't right.
It's like because you're so, I don't know, like pressure.
You're in shock.
Anxiety. They could have given me a Xanax. I would have been calm.
Yeah, my mouth's open. Just throw it in.
It's always. Never mind.
Oh, shit.
Just kidding.
My mouth is always open. Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah, because I'm always down to talk. Duh.
I get it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Happy Father's Day, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Father's Day, my kids in Italy. Shout out to my child, my ex-wife, for hiding them from me on Father's Day, the one day that I would like to spend with my child.
You're so shady. You have your big teddy bear, okay?
Yeah, at least I got that.
That's all you got.
Does me nothing. That's all true. It's all I got. I went to the bar actually Friday, 2 days ago.
I'm aware.
And Dirty Nelly's.
Ugh, okay, Grandpa.
Dude, ridiculous. I have never been there. I'll never go back.
High school reunion. I have never been there, nor do I want to go there. Chingy goes there. The one that sings right there. Well, I think it's Gar.
That was a big song when we were kids. But yeah, there was like probably 16 people total in there. Oh. We got there at about midnight. Mm-hmm. It was all college kids. And it was just one group of kids all hanging with each other. But this kid must have been like 18 years old, was throwing up in the stalls in the bathroom.
Ew.
And then, oh my God, it gets worse.
If you can't drink, get the fuck out.
His friends had to carry him, like one, like it was like angels hoisting him out. You know, it was like one shoulder or the other shoulder walking him out. I started giving him a round of applause because we've all been there. So they kicked him out. And then one of the guys that worked at Dirty Nelly's had to go into the fucking bathroom in the stall and put on a glove and clean out the throw up with his bare hand.
With a hand and a glove.
And I looked at that moment. I'm just like, life could be so much worse. I could be cleaning up that kid's throw up right now for fucking like $11 an hour.
Yeah.
That's nasty. That's nasty.
I could never.
Yeah, so I won't be going back there. That place was completely dead.
I promise you're not missing anything by not going back.
Yeah. I don't know where any places are because I was trying to recapture when I was in the Dells. That was so much fucking fun. It was packed everywhere. Every bar we went to was like shoulder to shoulder. And it was good music, loud music. There was a bunch of bridesmaids doing shit.
Oh.
Mingling with them. Yeah, it was real fun.
Did you hang with the bride?
Yeah. I'm not sure which. Yeah, I was actually. Jeez. Yeah, I do know who she was. Yeah, she was getting in an argument with some random bitch. I'm like, do you know who this person is? She's like, I don't know that bitch. I was like, all right. Yeah, well, so where are the bars or like the places to go that are popping out here?
Do you know? DC Cabs in East Dundee is always popping. That's not too far from you.
Really?
Yeah, I used to work there.
Okay.
They make really good drinks. But it just depends on your vibe. You're so close to the city, so I would go to the city personally. But
I know.
It depends on how much you want to spend.
Well, I'm getting pretty good at pre-gaming. I'll drink like 6 beers and then I'll head out and I only, you know, need a couple shots, a couple drinks, and I'll be good.
I feel like pre-gaming is so like normalized now, which I think is horrible. Like it defeats the purpose of going out. But I did pregame before I went to the concert recently, and I still ended up spending the same amount.
It's a fun time, especially if you're with your friend. So there's like loud music and get like intimate, just like having conversations, getting a little fucked up, getting a little wild, getting a little funny with you and your friend, and then you're ready to go and you pop out. I find it fun. I like it.
It's cute.
I like that for you. That's nice.
We love that for you, friend. Just pop out.
Yeah. Well. So when you coming back to Chicagoland?
End of this month. I gotta get my nails done.
End of this month, so June?
Yeah. But you know, you always ditch me whenever I try to hang out. So
let's go out for a drink then.
Okay, so pick me up from the airport.
Jesus. Okay, so that just turned into something else. Jesus Christ. Now I'm your fucking chauffeur. I said, let's go out for a drink. Did everyone hear that?
Okay, listen.
Said, let's go out for a drink. And Jordan says, all right, pick me up from the airport. You can drive me around everywhere.
I will go for a drink, and I will even make it close to your house so it's easier for you.
We don't got to do that. We can go to the city.
Oh, he said he really wants to spend some money. You guys hear this, right?
I'll edit this part out.
Screaming.
All right. Well, yeah. Hit me up when you're back in town.
I shall.
We'll go out for a drink.
I shall.
I appreciate you coming here. Thank you for jumping on last second notice. You're a trooper.
Always. You always ditch me.
I know. I'm sorry. But we did it. We did it. We talked. You always have like an interesting life. Yeah. There's always something that's going on. It's never the same, ever. Not one time that I spoke to you, to the next moment I spoke to you, like it hasn't been the same.
I know. It's always just Everything's elevating and getting bigger and better.
And you're gonna get a new fucking face. Like, that's
Yeah,
pretty
that's,
dramatic.
dude, I remember being a kid watching I Want a Famous Face. I'm like, I'm literally living everything I said I was gonna do as a child. Like, it's so crazy.
Wait, real quick. Is there a face in mind that you're trying to like get? Or is it like
I think it's
custom
custom
made?
because like I'm trying to go with what the professionals say and then like tweaking it how I want. Like obviously, like when it comes to the nose, I know this sounds crazy. I want a pig nose, as weird as this sounds. Like where it's
A
lifted,
pig nose?
yes.
Why,
Where it's
you
a
think they're cute?
like a lot of girls get their noses super slim, which is
Yeah.
cute, but I want to like raise and like where it looks like a, I don't know, it's hard to explain. I'll send you a picture of how I want it.
I think yeah, send me a picture, but I think I know what you're saying.
There's this girl, her nose is so perfect. And I'm kind of
Yeah, send it
stealing
to
it.
me.
Like, hold on. If you want to look and tell me what you think, I'm sending it to you as we speak.
Okay. Who's the person?
It's a friend, so I'm not gonna like say, but like
Oh, my bad.
how their nose is pulled out and like the nostrils are, I like the nostrils, as weird as that sounds.
But this person's nose is fake as well, or is
Yes,
this natural?
it's fake.
Okay, so who did she get her nose from? Where did the idea come from?
I'm not sure. Raphael did her nose though.
I don't know who that is.
He's a Texas plastic surgeon. Did it send? I can't tell because I'm on like, but oh yeah, it did. I'm on like my computer, my watch,
Oh, that
everything.
doesn't look like a pig nose, really.
It does.
Is that a trans?
Yeah.
I
She's had
can't
her
tell
full face
anymore.
done though.
I cannot honestly tell anymore if it's a woman or was a
You
man.
can't tell
I
if it's
like
Blair White or your wife.
true facts.
Horrible, right?
Can't. Indistinguishable. It's crazy.
Very
The
much.
surgery has become, it's like they've perfected it, you know?
Dude, they literally can fix anything, which is crazy. I actually, my friend who got like bottom surgery, oh wow, this guy's really cute. She had gotten bottom surgery, but like she didn't get like a canal, so it's basically just aesthetics. And
Yeah.
I was like, wait, you can do that? So like
Why, what'd you think?
nothing can go inside of her. It's literally just aesthetics. Like it's looks like it on the
Oh.
outside, but there's nothing inside.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, oh, it's cheaper, but like it's just weird.
You'll never be able to orgasm or anything.
Nope, but it's just aesthetics. Obviously, she's used to like the other way of orgasming, but still, it's like interesting to know that there's alternative options. I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, I would see that as a problem because you can't like how would you get your fix? I feel like as a human we have to get our fix. You have to orgasm. That would be I have to ejaculate. I
I
fucking
don't know. I
have
think
to
it depends
come.
on the
I
person because there are
have
some
to.
people that just like to please. So, like, I guess
Really?
I would say I'm a pleaser, kind of.
Wow.
So, like, I would
I
definitely
making me sound selfish as fuck.
screaming.
That's interesting though. Just for strictly though, did you see it?
What? Oh
That
yeah,
surgery of
I've
just the
seen
aesthetic.
the after looks gorge, but like to think like nothing can slide inside, I'm just like that, like to me it's like
Right.
whatever, like everyone has their own reasons, but like I would just think it's weird. But like it does, you know, you gotta think, you gotta like technically insert or like play with yourself to keep it open, so because it is a
Right.
wound, it's not like it's gonna heal.
Yeah. Wow. Surgeries
It's a lot
nowadays,
more
Jesus.
work to be plastic. Let me tell you, this is a full-time job. It's not like part-time. Like a lot more work than you think.
Often do you have to maintain and upkeep?
Every day.
Is it a day-to-day thing?
Yeah, that's that is every day.
That's every day. God damn, you got to be exhausted, no?
Yeah. Could you imagine?
No. Being a fucking guy? No. I just wake up and that's literally it.
Like, you wash yourself sometimes. Like, sometimes you might spray a little spritz down there. Keep it
sometimes. So, yeah, sometimes. Yeah, I'll take a shower every now and again.
Horrible.
All right, let's wrap this up. Thank you for coming on. Seriously, you're the best.
Always.
Thank you. You're always interesting. You're the most interesting person that comes on this podcast. For
I
real.
Am
I'm not
the
just saying
highly
that.
Fan favorite request.
You are. You're the best. You've been doing a good job marketing. You're doing a good job branding yourself. You're fucking killing it. Keep it up. I can't wait till you're in town. We'll go get a drink. And then that's going to be wild when you get a new face. I'm going to be like, who the fuck are you?
Right.
How can people find you?
Jordan Starr, 2 D's, 2 N's, STARR on all social medias. They're either an X or a 21 on them also. But usually Jordan just pops up.
And you're back on OnlyFans.
Jordan Starr on OnlyFans.
Boom. All right.
Free
perfect.
Promos.
Beautiful thing. I love you. Thank you for being here.
Love your
I appreciate
face.
You.
Bye, Gorge.
Bye bye. Everyone listening, go check out Jordan. She's the best. All right. Peace.